Chapter 4. Who are we protecting? Criminals or children? My first three guardian ad litem cases involved long discussions with parole officers and police officers who had been dealing with the parents of the children I was appointed guardian for. It occurred to me that the children were barely considered relevant by any of the officers I spoke to. I was given the distinct feeling that it was the rights of the adults that were being protected without much thought given to abused or neglected children. In the case of the 49 police calls to the home of the two young girls described earlier, the juvenile officer did not think it her business on 48 of those calls to remove those children from the home. Unless a child's life was in immediate danger, the officers were not concerned with protecting them. Police work within the laws that are written for them to enforce. I cannot blame the police for leaving children in terrifying and toxic environments. It's not the fault of the police that our laws do not protect children. It is the jurisdiction of a society and the lawmakers to make laws that will take children out of terrifying and toxic environments. It is the responsibility of the citizenry to make laws that protect children from rape, drug abuse, violence, and insanity. Police work has become a complex and social business. Law enforcement needs to encompass the protection of children as well as the protection of adults. 80 years ago, women were chattels and could be legally treated like any other owned object, dogs, cattle, or furniture. Today, the voting public has decided that the rights of children are the same as the rights of women of 80 years ago. Laws need changing to protect the rights of children. Child abuse is a criminal act and a police matter. The sooner police are allowed to protect children to the fullest extent of the law, the sooner abused and neglected children can be removed from toxic environments. The repetitious abuse of children can only be short-circuited by better reporting and response to obvious signs of child abuse. This speeds the process of repatriating abused children to their own mended families, or finding them loving homes and the therapeutic services they need to be repaired to become normal, functioning children. Currently, parental child abusers don't go to jail unless they have murdered their child. In over 8 years, I have seen no arrests for repeated and violent acts against children. Court prerogatives strongly favor adults, and children pay the price. We need better laws that give police clear jurisdiction to act decisively. This would protect children and give courts a clearer mandate for their role in child protection. Better legislation would help to take child workers out of the role of criminal investigators and let them concentrate on the healing that needs to happen. Abuse and neglect are statistically significant factors in almost all studies related to adolescent problems, drugs, prostitution, running away, violence, relationship failure, and school performance. Twice in my career as a guardian, an abusive parent has requested return of custody of his abused child. Once, the court returned the child without checking court documents that forbade reunification. That was Alex. The second time, within days of being charged with molesting his 2-year-old and 13-year-old daughters, the abusive father, through a court-appointed attorney, filed a motion to return the abused children to the father. This may appear to be absurd if you are not involved in the case or are unfamiliar with the workings of child protection. However, it appears much more ominous to the mother and the children involved. Why would any system allow a stepfather to further threaten his already traumatized stepdaughter or the mother who protects her child from her ex-husband's criminal and deviant behavior? The disruption in this family's life was total. Mom and her children left their home and moved 1,000 miles away out of fear. That this child molester could hire a lawyer to drag his abused stepdaughters back into his custody was enough to keep the mother and her children awake at night and very nervous during the day. An effective working system would show compassion for those who have been traumatized by child rape and other severe abuses. A working system would not needlessly frighten already damaged children. The mother in this case was required to drive back 1,000 miles on multiple occasions to where the father lived, to file charges, and engage in the court battle to keep the stepfather from regaining custody of his stepdaughters. Both the mother and the teenaged victim were terrified that the system would fail them. Nationally, Criminal justice systems and family court systems need to be encouraged to work together to create barriers to the unfair and frightening fact that child molesters do have their molested children returned to them. These stressful and uncertain proceedings affected the daughter's performance in school and the mother's ability to parent. Parental rights allows parent perpetrators to continue bringing pain and disruption into a child's life long after they have assaulted the child. I have come to know children who have been terribly assaulted by their parents and who live in fear that the county will send them back to live with their abuser because he or she has parental rights. The trauma of rape and brutal abuse is cruel punishment enough for these children. There is no defensible argument for returning abused children to their abusers. Is it fair to protect the rights of adults at the expense of their children? If not now, when will children deserve their turn at being protected in our society? Should we be studying what the rest of the industrialized world does about caring for, protecting, and educating their children? If you look, you will see that children are protected, cared for, and educated better in the rest of the industrialized world. Call to action. Does your community protect children from being returned by the courts to child abusers? Make a phone call to your community's child court system and ask how children are protected from parents who are known child abusers.